Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, we turn to Consumer Reports. William J. McGee is the aviation advisor for them. And he says that U.S. carriers, including American and Southwest, who a lot of people fly out of Bradley, need to do what governments and airlines around the globe have done and temporarily ground these airplanes. William, good morning. How are you?
William, are you there?
William, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, William.
Hi, I'm here.
Oh, okay, there you are. Right. Oh, scared the heck out of me.
We didn't know what happened. We thought you got caught.
Don't do that.
We thought you were lost in space. Get it? See what I did there?
You scared me, too.
So you want American and Southwest to ground these planes. All their planes? Some of the planes? Certain models? Explain.
No. It's the Boeing 737, and it's a very specific edition, the MAX 8.
Right.
Okay.
This is the aircraft that has had two fatal accidents in the last 4 months, one with Lion Air in October and one with just the other day with Ethiopian Airlines on Sunday, both fatal accidents.
I have a story.
Normally, we would never, you know, call for a grounding of an aircraft, but we think the circumstances are extraordinary in this case.
Yeah, I've got a story out of the Dallas Morning News this morning. Amazingly, how the internet works. But apparently, a number of people who have flown the plane have complained. They said there's something wrong with the autopilot system. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a more complicated version of that. It's called MCAS, and it's a navigational system. But the issue is that, apparently, from some of the experts I've spoken to, this automated system, the pilots are having trouble overriding it.
Right.
They understand that the system is operating the aircraft, and they're not clear on how to step in and take over when there's a malfunction.
So
both of these aircraft crashed on takeoff at fairly low altitudes. So until we get some answers on whether or not there's an engineering problem inherent to the aircraft, or Boeing, the manufacturer, needs to do better training for the crew members and the airlines that are going to be flying it, we feel that for the sake of caution, the FAA needs to shut down these two airlines, these two aircraft, unless American and Southwest voluntarily do so. But we see no indication that that's going to happen.
Now, you say, William, that it's a problem with the autopilot system?
It's called MCAS. More sophisticated technological system that is just installed on this variation of the 737 MAX 8.
When you are, and how long has this plane been in service?
It's practically a new plane. It was just introduced in 2017, less than 2 years ago. And you can't stress enough, the two airplanes that just had the fatal accidents, they were both brand new. The one in October was only 2 months old.
Wow.
The one on Sunday was only 4 months old. This is rather extraordinary. We've never seen something like this in many, many decades, that a new aircraft in service is having two fatal accidents so soon.
45 countries have now banned this MAX 8 or the wider MAX range. What would have to go on? Does the FAA have any jurisdiction in this, or is it up to the individual airlines?
No, the FAA absolutely has jurisdiction. Our statement yesterday for Consumer Reports called on American and Southwest, the two domestic carriers that operate this airplane, to ground them. And if they are not, then the Federal Aviation Administration needs to step in and do so. And it is certainly within the FAA's power to do so.
You know, first of all, I think a lot of people don't realize, but on a lot of routes, basically the pilot flips it onto the autopilot and is there just in case. Do you engage the autopilot on takeoff even?
This is a rather sophisticated system called MCAS that is unique to this airplane. So that's why pilots who have experience flying other variations of the 737 may not be familiar with this. And there are growing concerns about the fact that as the technology improves and gets more sophisticated, that a new generation of commercial pilots may not always have the skills, you know, to jump in and sort of fly old school stick and rudder, as they say,
right.
You know, when there's a problem.
How much, what are the steps, and William J. McGee with us from Consumer Reports, what are the steps, William, that airlines go through to make sure that these planes are ready to go when they whether they just debut or they're just, you know, new out of the box, shall we say?
Well, here in the United States, you know, the Federal Aviation Administration has very broad powers. It's responsible for overseeing the manufacturing and certification of the airplanes at the factory with Boeing, and overseeing the airlines in the United States that are going to be, you know, operating given aircraft, and overseeing their training programs and their maintenance programs. So there are a lot of different entities here that have responsibility for this. But in the end, if Boeing is not going to issue, you know, a directive that the plane should be grounded, and if the two airlines are not going to do it, then it's going to be up to the FAA, and we urge them to act quickly.
Why was, and we're talking about the 737 MAX 8, and I think I flew one like about 6 months ago.
You mean you actually flew one?
Well, I was
riding. Oh, you're riding in the plane.
I was along for the ride.
I thought Ray was a pilot, William.
It had USB ports. I mean, it was a cool little plane. But anyway, okay, so why did they develop this new autopilot? Is it in the interest of energy conservation or what?
Well, that's a very good question. The cockpits in commercial airplanes are becoming more and more sophisticated with each new introduction of a new aircraft. And, you know, there are those that believe that more and more responsibilities for pilots are being taken away.
Right.
The airlines have made it clear that they would like to eventually see pilotless commercial aircraft.
No thanks.
Come on, really?
Absolutely. It's, you know, crew members are a big cost for the airlines.
God, and so is fuel. For
whether or not we're moving there incrementally is a good question.
Oh, God. All right. So there you go. At this point, it's still – and the president, I think, talked to the head of Boeing yesterday, said it's a very complicated plane. And in that respect, he's probably right. But then again, most recent planes are pretty complicated, right?
Well, absolutely. And again, it's about training. You know, we're not even clear yet if this is a, you know, an inherent engineering malfunction with the aircraft or, as I said, a combination of, you know, a new system and a lack of training. Either way, until we're clear – that every pilot that is in the cockpit of that airplane is clear on what to do, we have to err on the side of caution.
William J. McGee, who also is the best-selling author of a book, Attention All Passengers, The Airline's Dangerous Descent and How to Reclaim Our Skies, which I've just purchased 12 seconds ago on Amazon after reading his bio, is with us.
That was you, huh?
Yeah, it was me. I hope you get a residual for it.
You're good.
And he also worked in airline flight operations for 7 years, so he knows of what he speaks. And, of course, he's the aviation advisor for Consumer Reports. William, thanks for getting up early to join us. Good luck,
and I hope you
get that 7 cents since I bought your book.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
All right, you bet. Bye-bye.
We'll hold out for the movie rights, too, so we're going to do it for you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.